إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم ومن والاه وبعد. My dear brothers and sisters, we are looking at the issue of riba, of interest, of earning halal and of avoiding haram. So let me, there is no guidance better than the guidance of the Kitab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Khairul Hadi Hadi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Asdaqul Hadithi Kitab Allah, wa Khairul Hadi Hadi Muhammadin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the best speech is the Kitab of Allah, and the best guidance is the guidance of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now, let me read for you the ayat of the Quran referring specifically to the issue of riba or interest. And these are ayat of Surah Al-Baqarah from 275 to 279. These four ayat are the ayat which deal with this issue of riba or interest. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. الذين يأكلون الربا لا يقومون إلا كما يقوم الذي يتخبطه الشيطان من المس ذلك بأنهم قالوا إنما البيع مثل الربا وأحل الله البيع وحرم الربا فمن جاءه موعظة من ربه فانتهى فله ما سلف وأمره إلى الله ومن عاد فأولئك أصحاب النار هم فيها خالدون. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in this ayat al-karima of Surah Al-Baqarah, which is ayah number 275, in the context of riba, interest, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, those who eat riba, those who deal in interest. And as I mentioned to you yesterday, that's why I mentioned the Kitab of Allah and the Sunnah of Rasulullah, both are important and understand and to be understood. Because if you say, what is the meaning of eating riba, we have to go to the seerah, we have to go to the sunnah to understand the meaning of that. And Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, eating riba or eating interest or dealing in interest refers to the one who lends, the one who borrows, and the one who records that transaction, who is witness to that transaction, all of these people. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, those who do this, who deal in interest, will not stand on the day of resurrection, the Yawmul Qiyamah, except like the standing of a person beaten by shaitan, leading him to insanity. They will stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of judgment like somebody who has been beaten by shaitan, where he has become insane. That is because they say trading is only like riba. Whereas Allah has permitted trading and forbidden riba. Why are they insane? Because they say that dealing in interest is like dealing in any other commodity. But what is Allah saying? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, how can this be true? Because Allah has made trading halal and He made riba haram. أَحَلَّ اللَّهُ الْبَيْعَ وَحَرَّمَ الْرِبَى. And this is the command of the Qur'an, the language of the Qur'an, the lahja of the Qur'an, the mizaj of the Qur'an, the accent and the emphasis of the Qur'an, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is speaking in His position as Rabbul Alameen. Allah is not, just think about this thing, Allah is not saying here, for example, that these are the problems of interest, these are the ways in which interest is bad for the economy, it is bad for society, it is bad for you, so on, so on, so on. Therefore, I am prohibited. He is not saying all this. He says, I have prohibited, period. Khalas. Like I said the other day, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had made Zamzam haram, it would become haram. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had made whiskey halal, it would become halal. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's hukum is the biggest and the most fundamental and the heaviest dalil that can ever exist for anything in any matter where Allah has given this hukum. And this is the point to understand. The transaction itself, the shape of the transaction, the form of the transaction. I'll give you some examples. The form of the transaction does not make it halal or haram. For example, I give a gift to my friend and my brother here, Zafar Ansari. I give him a gift. Is this a good thing or a bad thing? Is it halal or haram? It is halal. Not only is it halal, Rasulullah said, give gifts to each other because it brings the heart close together. Right? So you are seeing, if I put a camera here and this camera is recording this transaction, what will the camera record? The camera records that I gave a gift to Zafar Ansari. But imagine Zafar Ansari is a government officer with whom I have some file, some matter which he has to sanction, maybe some building sanction or whatever, he is the municipal commissioner or something, and I am giving a gift to Zafar Ansari. What will the camera record? The same transaction. Camera records the same transaction, that I have given a gift to Zafar Ansari. But what have I actually given? I have given a bribe, I have not given a gift. I am giving him rishwat, I am giving him a bribe for him to pass my bill. So is this haram or halal? So transaction is the same. What the camera is recording is the same. There is no change. What makes it halal? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made the giving of gifts halal. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made the giving of a gift with which there is a evil intention attached, with which there is something which makes it a bribe. That is also a gift. But when it becomes a bribe, and this is all internal, it's my niyyah, your niyyah, so on and so forth, Allah made it haram. So therefore, the same transaction which is being recorded by the camera, one is halal, one is haram. I'll give you another example. What is the procedure in nikah? In the nikah, if I marry a woman, what do? I give the woman mehar. Yes? I give her mehar, I give her money. There is a wali. Who is the wali? The wali is the person who is responsible for this lady. So I give them, I don't give the mehar to the wali. Mehar is for the woman. I give the mehar to the woman. The wali is in agreement with this whole business. He is okay with the woman marrying me. And there are two witnesses. Two people are there. So now again, camera. We've got a camera. What is the camera recording? The camera is recording me giving some money to a woman, and there is a man responsible for this woman. And now the woman is my wife and she is in my bed. Yes? Halal or haram? It is halal, alhamdulillah. But what do I do if I go to a prostitute? Same camera. What will it record? There is a man, there is a woman to whom money is being given, there is a man who is responsible for that woman. So, what is different? What has changed? One Allah made halal and one Allah made haram. Transaction is the same. What you are seeing is the same. Now, the point I'm making this point is because this is what people say. For example, how do they say trading is like riba? For example, I have got 1 crore rupees, right? I have got 10 million rupees. Now, I lend this money out on interest. I am getting a 10% return. Annual 10% return on 1 crore. So, how much of money have I got at the end of the year? My interest is what? 10 lakhs, right? So, I got 1 million. Now, you tell me this is haram. Because I lent out the money and I am taking 10% interest on it. So I am now arguing with Mazhar Bhai. Mazhar Bhai, tell me how is it haram? Because, for example, instead of lending out this money, I buy a flat for 1 crore and I have a tenant in this flat who is giving me 10 lakhs per year as the rent. Flat is worth 1 crore, I have got 10 lakhs. Here I lent out 1 crore and I got 10 lakhs. So why is it haram? So I am arguing with Mazhar Bhai now, saying that this is also trading. that is also trading. What is Allah saying? Allah is saying the one who says that will stand on the day of judgment before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala like a madman who has been beaten by shaitan. Because he is trying to argue that what Allah made halal is the same as what Allah made haram, because the shape of the transaction, the picture of this transaction, if there is a camera recording, is the same. And that's why I gave you several examples. The face of the transaction does not make, that's not relevant to the issue. What is relevant to the issue is, did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala permit it or he did not permit it? If Allah did not permit it, it can be anything, but it will still be haram because Allah has not permitted. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, this kind of argument is an argument which shows that you are mad. Simple as that. You are insane. And on the day of judgment, you will stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as if you have been beaten by shaitan and you are insane. أَحَلَّ الْبَيْعَ وَحَرَّمَ الْرِبَى. Allah has made bay'ah halal and he has made riba haram. So the same 1 crore, if I invest it and I am getting a return on it, alhamdulillah, it is halal. But the same 1 crore, I lend it out as in the market as a loan and I get interest on it, this is haram. And Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, it's not only a question of lending, even it's a question of borrowing. Now, then of course Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, so whoever receives the warning from his Rabb and stops dealing in interest, stops eating riba, shall not be punished for the past. His case is for Allah to judge. But whoever returns to the interest, such are the dwellers of the fire, who will remain therein forever. What is the meaning of that? It means that if you are dealing in riba, all your hajj and all your zakat of course is not even because you are giving it out of haram, it doesn't work. All your hajj and all your whatever good you have done is going to go to waste and you will sit in the fire forever. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned this very clearly, that these are the people who are hum fiha. فَأُولَٰئِكَ أَصْحَابُ النَّارِ هُمْ فِيهَا خَالِدُونَ. They will stay there forever. This is referring to people who are dealing with riba. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the next ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, يَمْحَقُ اللَّهُ الرِّبَى وَيُرْبِي الصَّدَقَاتِ وَاللَّهُ لَا يُحِبُّ كُلَّ كَفَّارٍ أَثِيمٍ. Allah said, Allah will destroy riba. This is the promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah will destroy riba. Allah will destroy that person and that business in which there is interest dealing. This is the promise of, I am not making any fatwa, please understand, I am reading to you the ayat of the Quran. This is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said. I didn't say this. Allah said this. يَمْحَقُ اللَّهُ riba. Truly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will destroy riba and will give increase for sadaqat. وَيُرْبِي sadaqat, Allah will increase sadaqat. All the good you do, Allah will increase. And Allah does not like disbelieving sinners. Now, there are 2 more ayat which we will do tomorrow, inshallah. But for today, the point here is that some principles I want to explain, and then tomorrow we will elaborate more on this. So one is this principle, which is that what Allah has made halal is halal because Allah made it halal, and what Allah made haram is haram because Allah made it haram. Second principle to understand as far as the Sharia is concerned is that as far as halal and haram is concerned, this is free from and this is irrespective of zaman or makan. It is irrespective of the place and it is irrespective of the time. Pork is haram whether you are in India or you are in Mecca or you are in America or you are in Iceland or you are in Antarctica or you are in New Zealand or you are in Canada, you can be anywhere, pork remains haram. There is no situation in our country or place where pork becomes halal. Pork is haram inside your house, pork is haram in the restaurant, pork anywhere, pork is haram. Similarly, so there is no qaid, there is no restriction of makan, of place as far as that is concerned. Zaman, pork is haram in 2017, pork will be haram if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala retains this world in 200,000 and 17,000. It is also another million years from now also, pork will remain haram. Pork was haram from the day Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it haram. So zaman and makan, place and time have no relevance as far as the halal and haram of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is concerned. It is very important to understand this, because inshallah tomorrow we will elaborate this further, because people make all kinds of arguments and fatwa on the basis of this country, that country and so on. None of that is valid as far as the usul of halal and haram are concerned in the Sharia. So this is just, I just want to lay down the principles, and then inshallah we will elaborate this on this further. The only exception as far as pork is concerned, only for pork, because for other things it doesn't even apply, but is because it refers to, it is a kind of food. So even though it is haram, if you are in a situation where your life is under threat, meaning that you are starving to such a point that you are going to die, in that situation pork becomes halal for you for that moment only. It does not become halal for you from then onwards. No, it only for that moment, so that it can save your life, if it can save your life. Now, obviously, this cannot be applied for interest, or it cannot be applied for alcohol or something, because it's not a food. But for pork, because specifically I mentioned pork, or something, say something which is not zabiha, some animal which died, which obviously is haram, but if you are at a point of starvation, then this thing which is dead thing, you have to eat, because what otherwise you will die. So just to prevent, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the eyes of Allah, life of a human being is of supreme importance. We don't lose the life. That's why suicide is haram. So therefore, it is. But other than that, anything which is halal everywhere and irrespective of time, and anything which is haram everywhere, irrespective of time. I just want you to keep these two things in mind as far as the ayat of the Quran is concerned, are concerned, and as far as this principle of the Sharia is concerned. Inshallah, tomorrow we'll talk more about this. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajmain bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin.